It's Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. Eric Bach here in Lynchburg ahead of a 6:30 first pitch on a Friday night, joined by Daylen Lyle, DHing tonight for the Fred Nats against the Lynchburg Hillcats, going for our second straight win. Daylen, three hits last night. Overall, it's been a really good stretch for you in your return season after missing last year with the injury. Just how you feeling right now overall?
I feel real good. Obviously, I'm happy where I'm at overall as a performance-wise, but team-wise, we're starting to come together, and I'm really happy about that. So individual, I'm real happy, feel good, just got to keep it going, stay consistent. But as a team, we're finally coming along.
We talked a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure the sentiment remains about, you know, you lost the opportunity to do this last year because of an injury. Now you're back. Like, what is it like for you to just have the opportunity to go out there every single day?
It's definitely a blessing. Thank God every day that I'm able to come out here and play the game that I love and play with guys that I like, being around that make me better. So, I'm happy.
And guys around you are hitting right now, too. Sammy in front of you, Brady behind you. I mean, that's got to give you a lot of confidence in your spot in the lineup that you got guys protecting you on both sides.
Yeah, I know those guys will get on, and I know as a player that I'm either going to move them over or drive them in. So, I mean, it's actually kind of nice having those guys either in front of me or behind me. We just got to stack lineup.
For sure. So, for you, what is the next thing that you're kind of working on right now? Like, you've seen some results, you've seen some success. What is, like, when you go up to the plate tonight, what's on your mind?
See ball, hit ball, hit it hard. Doesn't matter where it goes. Sit on fastball, but anything else they throw, react to. This team's been throwing a lot of breaking balls to me because they know I can hit the fastball. So just got to adjust to the off-speed stuff.
And now, you know, this is your first taste of full season pro ball. They have scouting reports. There's teams have entire departments to figure out how to get you out. How has that adjustment been?
It's been a little different, like knowing that these pitchers that I'm going to see a lot of this whole year, but also that they're going to see me, so they know my weakness and they're going to attack it. Now it's just like staying with my strength and attacking the weakness so I can be overall like good.
For a Washington Nationals fan that is tuning into the Fred Nats and seeing you play for the first time, what are some things, like, describe to me Daylen Lyle as a baseball player. Like, what is somebody going to see if they tune in to watch you?
A scoreboard changer. I think that's the main thing, just confident in what he does, athletic, have fun, wants to help the team like any way possible, but I would definitely say a scoreboard changer.
So for you growing up in Kentucky, who was your major league team when you were growing up?
I really didn't have a major league team. I had like favorite players and stuff. I think my favorite player like back then was Ken Griffey Jr. Loved the left-handed swing. Just the way he approached the game, he was just 110% full throttle, just always fast.
That sweet lefty swing for sure. So you mentioned that it's a group that's coming together. Who have been some of the guys that you've grown closer with at the beginning of this season?
I would say Elijah, Brenner, Robert, just those outfield guys. Picking their brains about outfield stuff, hitting stuff, and then some of the pitchers and a lot of the infielders too. I mean, I really say I'm coming close to everybody for real.
So the last couple days in batting practice, you guys have been playing this game about how many runs each group can score, and you're in with Brady, you're in with Elijah, you're in with Robert in your hitting group. Has that competitive aspect of batting practice helped you guys, you think?
Yeah, I think it has a lot because it teaches us to compete. If we can compete against each other, we should compete against other teams and not let our foot off the gas pedal and just always go 110%.
Big win for us last night. We have not won two games in a row yet this season. How do we make it happen tonight?
Do what we did last night. Just keep it going. Staying consistent, but I know we'll definitely get this two in a row.
Daylen Lyle on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Keep it coming, my friend.
Yes, sir. Got you.